Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny, aka Reflection Des, and this is episode 4 of Reflection Des podcast. Have you ever talked to someone you're attracted to, but then you realize y'all have no connection? You probably even tried to do something outside of the box to develop a special bond or connection between the two of you. Nothing seems to work at all. The chemistry is straight up dead. It sucks because you wish y'all could build something together, but it's not meant to be. Noticing that sign that you and the person isn't connecting like you thought y'all would probably is saving you from a lifetime of trouble. It's a whole lot of stuff that could possibly happen. For example, you could spend your time being miserable with somebody. Nothing seems to excite you with that person. Nobody wants to spend years, months, or even days feeling miserable with somebody they're supposed to be happy with. And y'all should not feel bad if you don't develop no type of chemistry with somebody you like. Because like I was saying, maybe it's not meant to be. Don't try to force yourself in a situation where it's not going to work out no matter how much you try. And as humans and as us just being the people we are most of the time, we want to force something just because we want it so bad. And every time when we try to force something that we want so bad, it turns out not good. And that's really, I don't want to say karma, but that's really just giving us a slap in the face to make us realize that, yeah, you should have never put yourself in that situation anyway, because there were signs early that you wanted to ignore, but you didn't ignore at all. And then the thing about it is, just because you don't have chemistry with that one person that you like, it could be leading you to the person that's actually is going to be the one that you fall in love with, the one that you really want to spend your time with, the one that make you realize that the person that you didn't connect with definitely wasn't the one that was meant for you. And you just finally find a real one that's supposed to be in your life. And it's just funny how life works, though. You go through these trials of liking and dating different individuals just to get to your Prince Charming or beautiful queen. And like I was saying, just don't feel some type of way if you don't develop chemistry with just a one person. There's plenty of people out there to get to know and everything. And when we think that that one person that we do communicate with is the right person in our life at the time, maybe they're just temporary, because we do have temporary people that may come in and out of our life. So it's really the thing about just separating temporary people to permanent people. But that's really another topic for another day. But yeah, just because you don't have chemistry with somebody, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. I just want y'all to see it in a positive light. Don't always think of stuff like that as negative, you know. And if you like a person that believe in God or any type of other God or something, then maybe that's God telling you that this is just something to learn from. This isn't something that I want you to be in for the rest of your life, you know. I mean, sometimes we have to remind ourselves that is other options out there. We don't have to just stick to this one thing. Don't ever feel like you have to be stuck in a situation. Think outside of the box. That is key most of the time. You have to think positive about so many different situations, no matter how bad you might think it is or how good it is. Just be positive in general, you know. But yeah, I just got real deep into other stuff. But yeah, I just want to know your thoughts on not having chemistry with someone you're attracted to. Does it bother you that it happens, or do you accept it and move on? And also, before you leave, I just want to let y'all know that y'all can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Reflection Des. Bye, guys.